Toss a coin to your
HP apples.
Oh, valley of plenty. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh. Toss a coin to your
HP apples.
Oh, valley of plenty.
So we've been talking about doing a recap and review, not a recap and review, mostly a review of The Witcher for the longest time on a premium episode, because you saw it when it first came out and you really liked it, and you recommended it to me, and I didn't have a ton of time, but then recently I did go through it, and I also really liked it.
Toss a coin to your Witcher, a valley of plenty.
You're just going to be, okay, so this is what's going to happen. All right, are you listening to me? Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk about the show, and you're going to sing the song.
You got it. This is great. Great. Keep going.
So did you play any of the games, though?
Nah.
None? Really?
No, I didn't. And I've seen people playing them on Twitch afterwards. They look a lot of fun. I am a huge fan of the Assassin's Creed series, and it seems like a lot like that. So I bet I would love it. And it's... The Witcher is one of those things, you know, the long list of TV shows you haven't watched, but everyone says is good. The Witcher is at like the top of that for me, but with video games.
I played The Witcher 2 back when it came out forever ago and liked it a lot. I was pretty young, I think, when it came out, and it was a video game that had sex scenes in it, you know, like the hot coffee in Grand Theft Auto. Which Grand Theft Auto is that? Not
four, all of them,
but
every one of
Andreas,
them.
That was it.
Sure.
And, you know, as a little kid, I found that quite titillating. Oh, pixelated boobies. And so
those are the best kinds.
I rushed out to get the third one when it came out like a decade later. And
I mean,
yeah, they're great games. They play great. You know, they don't really play like Assassin's Creed. I would say in terms of like the combat, they play more like, do you remember the PS2 Lord of the Rings games? Did you ever play those?
No.
Oh, God. Okay. So you just have no frame of reference to talk about.
Yeah, I'm on a Witcher boat without a paddle. I will say, though, Henry Cavill took this job. Superman became the Witcher because he played the games and was like, this should be a TV show.
Well, let's talk about Henry Cavill. Yes, we all know the DC movies, especially the ones with him in them, are bad. Or at least, like,
they're
at
not,
their best,
they're
okay.
But I like him so much.
I do like him. It's crazy. Batman v Superman is a terrible movie. Man of Steel is boring as fuck. But for some reason, I like him in them, and I liked him as Superman. It's sad that he's probably done as Superman. The next person they get's not going to do it as well.
No, although, I mean, he's in Zack Snyder's Justice League, which is coming out in 2021, as Clark Kent, but perhaps
the
not
Snyder
after that.
Cut, man. But,
yeah, who cares? He's Geralt of Rivia now.
And he was also pretty good as, like, well, I don't know if this is a spoiler, as the villain of Mission Impossible 6, which was a pretty decent movie, and he was good in it.
Two things. One, that is a spoiler. And two, he had to do reshoots for Superman with a mustache because he couldn't shave it off because he had to have it for Mission Impossible. And it was $1 million mustache because that's how much it cost to CGI it off during the reshoots for Superman.
And for $1 million, it looks like shit in Justice League.
Awful. Really bad.
And the thing is, fake mustache technology, pretty good these days.
The best it's ever
probably
been.
Probably less than $1 million, too, to just put a false mustache on him for the other movie.
But Tom Cruise wouldn't have it.
Or, you know, just imagine the kind of false mustache you could afford for the $1 million.
One of horse
hair? No, white rhino tail hair, probably.
Donkey? Made out of crushed ivory from elephants?
But it is funny to me that he was probably filming Mission Impossible, a movie that he knew was going to be a lot better than Justice League. And then Joss Whedon's like, can you shave your mustache for my reshoots? And he was just like, nah, nerd, kiss my ass. CGI this off if that's what you want to do.
I highly doubt it was Joss Whedon who said that. It was most likely either Zack Snyder or Warner Brothers. Probably Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it was the two Warner Brothers. They came to him.
Yeah, exactly. Them and the Animaniacs.
There's not too many what you would call main characters. There are a ton of recurring characters, but I would say the main characters of the show are Geralt, who we just said, played by Henry Cavill. Anya Cha... let me take another shot at that. Anya...
You want me to give this one a go, dude? Anya Shalhotra.
Beautiful.
Got him, dude. As Yennefer of Vendorberg.
And she was my favorite character of the show, actually. And she's so good in it.
Yep. Yeah, huge transformation. Being a humpbacked ass bitch to a pretty sorceress lady.
And then Joey Beatty, which is a hilarious name to have as a real name.
God, he must have been made fun of so much in secondary school.
He's playing the character in the games they call Dandelion, but in the show they use the original Polish word Jaskier, which does sound a little bit cooler.
It's way cooler. And he's the traveling bard who sings, toss a coin to your witcher.
Yeah, but he doesn't sing it on ketamine.
Oh, valley of plenty.
Hello. If you want to hear the rest of the Witcher bonus recap and review, go to patreon.com/HBOboys. That is HBOBOIZ. And listen to it there. It's $1 a month for 2 extra podcasts. We got a bunch of stuff coming up. It's so exciting.
Oh, valley of plenty. Oh.